highest energy always wins. And I bring that up particularly in this conversation about fitness, because when we're talking about our emotional health and our emotional well-being, we have to be mindful of our energy. How are you showing up in the world? Are you always the Debbie Downer in the room? Are you always the bright Betty in the room? Do you always have a Pollyanna outlook? Or do you ebb and flow, as most humans do? What's really important is the awareness. And again, awareness without judgment. We're going for ruthless honesty here, or as my coach likes to call it, awajawa. It's important to understand what's happening. Your whole body is like this radar detector for things that are going on. Don't believe me? Let's do a quick experiment. Close your eyes for a minute and breathe in. And imagine, if you will, you're standing in your kitchen and there's a lemon on the counter. And you walk over to the lemon, this beautiful whole sunshiny yellow lemon, see it in your mind, place your hand on the end of it, and you're going to pick up the knife that's sitting there, and you're going to slice into that lemon, right down the middle, just slice right into it, and you're going to pick up half of that lemon, and you're going to bring it up to your face, and imagine just smelling the lemon, and then squeezing the juice out of the lemon onto your tongue, and taking a bite. You will have a visceral reaction if you've ever experienced having a lemon before. Did you have a visceral reaction? Could you taste the bitterness in your mouth? Could you smell the aroma in your mind's eye? That's all energy. That's all made up stuff. There's no real lemon in front of you right now. Our minds don't know the difference between reality and fantasy, except for what we tell it in our conscious minds. Our subconscious minds can't tell the difference. So your subconscious mind thinks you just experienced a lemon. And your body energy shifted. If you really like lemons, that was a delightful experience for you. If you don't like lemons, now you're kind of like in this puckered up phase. Your energy has a lot to do with how you show up in terms of your overall well-being. So while this isn't so much a goal as it is a recommendation to be more mindful of what's going on with your body at any given moment in time, I highly encourage you to keep this on your radar for the next 12 months. One of the best things that I ever did for myself was to develop an awareness of my energy. Now, if you want a great conversation about energy, I've put some resources in the toolbox for you so that you can dig more deeply into this if you're interested. But really the thing I want you to understand is you control your energy. Whether you're healthy or sick, whether you show up happy or sad, you always have a choice. You always can be in control of the energy that you're choosing to give off. And when it comes to holistic fitness, our emotional fitness and our energy is a big piece of that. Our thoughts and our emotions impact all of the things that we choose to do or not do in the world. And you'll learn more about that in our next lesson when we talk about finances.